Laterney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It should be clear now that teaching American school kids that they are citizens of the world and we are now part of a global economy is a deceitful message. What the globalists want to do is to con us into a plan to add the poor countries around the world to our list of welfare handout recipients. The United Nations globalists gathered in Warsaw, Poland this fall for another conference to devise language to talk the United States into opening our treasury to the world. This gang of globalists used to spread scare talk about global warming, but when the globe stopped warming 16 years ago, they changed the language to calling it climate change. At their shindig last year in Doha, Qatar, Executive Secretary Christiana Figueres told the world that the real purpose of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is to bring about a complete transformation of the economic structure of the world. The most recent big climate news was Typhoon Hainan that struck the Philippines, but assessing liability is considered nearly impossible. Even the global warming advocates admit that it can take years for scientists to determine whether global warming contributed to that event or to increase its severity. This bunch is still licking its wounds about the refusal of the United States to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. They're now at work to replace the Kyoto Protocol with a new legally binding treaty. It is set for completion and signing in the year 2015 in Paris, France, and to go in effect in 2020. Of course, the United States is paying for all the ongoing UN shenanigans. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in so-called dues, while at least two dozen of the 103 UN members pay only $1,000 in dues or less. Yet they enjoy the same voting privileges that we do.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at StemGevity.com today. That's STEMGEVITY, StemGevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French.
Shall not be in French. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
On a Friday, off we go. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. As I attempt to get my switches back, let's put that there, put this here, slide that, that. Okay! This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol. You're going to set it up on your home computer, but it's going to be coming to you via your mobile phone, and it works with all text-enabled mobile phones, and with this you can set up everything you've got going on during the day. But what Civil Dispatch does unbidden that separates them from the rest of the herd is what they're going to tell you about based on your locale that nobody else is going to do. Terrorist attack, flash flood, earthquake, tornado, doesn't matter. You're going to find out about it. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there's no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. Right now, there's 20 left. We started with 25. And I'm talking about the Battle Comp / Lock and Load promo, where if you will go and make a $100 donation to the Brian Terry Foundation, and then email that receipt to me at bill@lockandloadradio.com, then I'm going to take that email receipt. You also need to send me your address with that and which Battle Comp you want. So you might want to go to the battlecomp.com website as well. But you email me the receipt with your address and which Battle Comp you want. I'm going to send that to John at Battle Comp, and John is going to ship direct to you a Battle Comp that will be unique. And it'll be one of 25, or 26 actually. And it'll be one I'll never have. This will be a Battle Comp that has my show logo on it, with all the other Battle Comp goodness with it. So, tax deductible donation gets you anywhere from 100, depending on which one you get, of course. It's going to save you between $159 and $249 for a piece of kit going on your rifle that will truly change the characteristic of the way that weapon functions for you. You can get all the information from it if you want to go to the show's Facebook page, which is Facebook/ Gun Owners of America Radio, or you can go to lockandloadradio.com or wherever you want to go. I talk a lot about practicing the draw. I talk a lot about training. I talk a lot about ammo. With Texas Law Shield, when they're on with me, we talk a lot about the legal ramifications of what happens after you defend yourself with a gun. One thing that I haven't ever talked about, though, is immediately after you've defended yourself. Believe it or not, reholstering your weapon is important. It is an important part of training. a lot of police officers shoot themselves accidentally because something gets caught in the trigger guard or their fingers on the trigger or something. And your practice routine is going to dictate what's going to happen with you if you're actually involved in a shooting, if you practice that much. There are police officers in the days of the revolver, when that was the sidearm, they would train, and when they would dump their brass, they would pick it up and put it in their pocket. And there have actually been cases of police officers killed while they were picking up their brass and sticking it in their pocket when they were actually in a gunfight. However you train, though, whatever your good habits and bad habits are, that's likely what you're going to do when you're involved in a true incident, a real-world incident. So let's talk about, we're not going to talk about bringing the gun up, trying to get it eye level, punching it out, looking for the front sight, looking for the rear sight. Everything blurs except for the front sight. Squeeze. We're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about after the shooting has stopped, just for a second. If you're going to develop a standard procedure and practice it every time you finish a drill on the range, that is building a sound tactical habit. Now, a side benefit of this approach is increased personal safety on the practice range. There are many people that think drawing a gun from a holster quickly is dangerous. It is not, as long as your finger is not on the trigger. If you do it incorrectly, but with just a small amount of proper training in the modern four-count draw stroke, you can just about eliminate the risk. Most people who are injured in training is not on the draw. It is on the reholster of the weapon. Most major schools have had students who accidentally shoot themselves during training, and darn near 100% of those shootings occurred while holstering. Most of the wounds are of the graze type, but if you think about what's going to happen, depending on your body size and the way your leg is shaped, you're going to dig a little ditch down the side of your leg all the way down. And if you've never seen a picture of one of those wounds, it isn't horrific unless you take into context just exactly how minor it is. But you're digging a ditch all the way down your leg. That means discoloring, stiffness, it's... all because you were speed holstering. A lot of people, with the old samurai movies, you'll see the guy do like two figure eights really quick, stick it in the scabbard just that fast without even looking. That's cool. That's cool. Speed holstering, the student fires the last shot of the drill, and while brass is still in the air, tries to quickly stuff his gun back in his holster. Whether the trigger finger doesn't clear the holster or clear the trigger guard fast enough, or clothing or some other item enters the trigger guard, the shooter jams the gun into the holster, and it goes bang. It's going to burrow into the leg and exit somewhere out the ankle. And that's a big-time ouchie. You're going to have butterfly stitches all the way up and down your leg. In a real situation, after the shooting stops, that doesn't mean you snatch it back in your classic fashion, bringing it back, elbows 45 degrees, and then looking around left to right like you do in training, and then just simply reholster the weapon. You're looking around to look and see if there's another threat. What if there is another threat? What if it's waiting to reveal itself until you put the gun away? After the shooting in a real event, what you should do is come back to what I call hard ready. You're lowering your gun enough to be certain you can see the hands and waistline of anyone downrange. And when you bring that gun offline, your finger comes off the trigger and goes back to the side, to the register position along the slide. Look at the targets that you have engaged. Scan to the left, scan to the right. The target that you engage may be down but still moving. If you're in a fight, one thing you need to keep in mind is that you may have to fight somebody else. So, when you're out there training, how fast you get back in the holster is not going to be as important as how fast you get out of the holster. Be very slow. Be very deliberate. Be very safe with that. It does nobody really any good at all to be the fastest in the holster with a wound in the leg and there's still a fight going on. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
More pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back. Anybody listening in the chat room, if you will, you need to go to republicbroadcast.org for the audio. Okay. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. They're still writing about Christopher Dorner in Los Angeles. and there was a, there was a shooting there where two women in the wrong pickup truck by the wrong company in the wrong color, were shot at by the LAPD. And a official report just came out about it. And there is an obvious unwillingness on the part of the LAPD to hold anyone accountable for the near murders. But, and these were near murders because there, I believe there was eight police officers. I've said before there was two, and that was obviously wrong. There was eight police officers that responded to this, and apparently none of them could hit the broadside of a barn unless they were inside of it. And if they could actually shoot what they were aiming at, then these two ladies would have been chewed up into pasta. This was written by some, what's this cat's name? Jack Dunphy. And he's a PJ Media contributor, which means he's supposed to be conservative. Which part of being conservative is trying to be honest about it. Mr. Dunphy's article is it's an alarming apology for all involved, from the chief of police, Charlie Beck, to the judgment and shooting ability impaired officers involved. It's sort of alarming, and it's, that alarm is inspired by Dunphy's departure from his usual professional policing philosophy. He begins his article quite dramatically with a, you know, he goes Shakespearean. Uneasy lies the head that wears the crown, Shakespeare tells us. And while the worries heaped on the chief of the Los Angeles Police Department may not rival those that kept Henry the Fifth awake into the small hours, it's safe to say that some nights Chief Charlie Beck does a good bit of tossing and turning before drifting off. You had eight police officers that rode up on these two ladies in the wrong truck, of the wrong make, of the wrong color, that unleashed 108 shots their way. Oh, excuse me, 103. And it was handgun and shotgun. They did not manage to kill the two women in the truck, thankfully. However, they did kill nine cars and seven nearby homes. Now, I have made a whole lot of hay out of the New York PD because of their 12-pound New York trigger. I don't think they have that in Los Angeles. Body count in this particular shooting, seven homes, nine cars. All because Chris Dorner, you know, rattled a cage. Chief Beck was reasonably worried not only about Dorner and the safety of LAPD personnel and their families, but less reasonably about the politics of punishing officers. Some police executives are far too quick and anxious to punish officers for the slightest honest error. Chief Beck cannot bring himself to punish officers that are a clear and present danger to themselves, to their fellow officers, and and to the public at large. These guys rolled up on a pickup truck and sprayed a neighborhood. That is unacceptable. Unacceptable. We cannot have that. And I hope L.A., the citizens of L.A. will do something about that, because the police department is not. And if it seems like I'm beating up on the cops right now, that's because there's two, you know, that incident merits a close examination. This incident merits a close examination. I talked about it earlier this week. James Boyd schizophrenic homeless dude accused of camping illegally, shot to death, and then mauled by a dog. You know, I haven't figured that part out. Now, the Department of Justice is investigating the Albuquerque Police Department. And they have listed, they have added the Boyd case to it. They had another shooting, I think, night before last, where they killed somebody, although they're saying that one may have been suicide by cop, which is becoming an all too often happenstance. But among the people looking hard at Albuquerque now is Anonymous. When I was doing my old show in Columbia, South Carolina, Anonymous came into my chat room. And of course, I didn't believe it was Anonymous. And then they quickly took control of my computer, and they gave it right back to me. And then I believed it was Anonymous. And they have sent the Albuquerque Police Department a little message in a video. The text of it reads, "Greeting, City of Albuquerque. We are Anonymous. Recently, a video has been released to the public which shows Albuquerque police officers murdering a man in cold blood for illegally camping. This man, which was schizophrenic, obviously had no intention of hurting these police officers. On the contrary, this man looks as if he is simply attempting to protect himself from visually fierce militarized thugs. Whether this man had a history of crime is irrelevant. We drastically need to address the growing police state that has occupied our country. When will we say no more? How many more citizens will be murdered? Naturally, the APT will attempt to label Anonymous as a terrorist organization for our demands for justice. But the question has to be asked, who do we terrorize? Is it not a growing police state that terrorizes its own citizens? APD, you now have the full attention of Anonymous. To the citizens of Albuquerque, it's time to organize. On March 30th, we are asking the citizens of Albuquerque to occupy the APD HQ and occupy the sites of the police department. Let them know that your city is not a place for war games against the homeless and less fortunate. Anonymous, grab your cannons and aim them at Albuquerque police websites. No, this will not stand, APD. You should have expected us. Since 2010, the Albuquerque Police Department has shot 36 people, killing 23 of them, including a man shot and killed Tuesday night, which is the one that's beginning to look suicide by a cop. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
At
Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app, Sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only takes a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International, innovation cued.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. In Greensboro, North Carolina, there's a, a paper called the News and Record. And one of the writers there, Doug Clark, he cannot stand the fact that a state law passed last year makes it difficult for him to get your gun permit and concealed carry information. He wants to be able to access this anytime he wants. So he has penned a very overwrought lament about this fact. He writes, "Our legislature is so tightly controlled by the gun lobby that it granted a demand to make gun permits, formerly public records, confidential. So a woman possibly threatened with death by her husband or boyfriend is not entitled to know if he has a permit to purchase a handgun. It's apparently none of her business. And if someone goes on a murder spree, the public is not entitled to know whether he was recently granted a handgun permit. That's none of their business. These permits are granted or denied by sheriffs, who are elected public officials. But the public can't hold them accountable for the decisions they make. A sheriff could grant permits for Democrats and deny them to Republicans, or grant them to white people and deny them to black people, or grant them to women and deny them to men. But the public would have no way of knowing because all records are confidential by law. unless a judge says otherwise, on a case-by-case basis. Well, since you're so overwrought there, Mr. Clark, one thing you miss is that the whole North Carolinian scheme is based upon Jim Crow. There was a similar situation in West Virginia. Mr. Clark would do well to look at this. A newspaper was denied a Freedom of Information Act request for the names of all people with a concealed carry permit. The request was denied, and those journalists whined about their First Amendment rights to that information. But Eugene Volokh, he writes, and he's absolutely correct about this. I wish I could articulate the way some of these guys write. He writes, stories about whether one constitutional right triumphs another usually turn on unduly loose understandings of what constitutes a right. This is particularly so in this situation. There is no First Amendment right to access government records. There's a First Amendment right to speak about what you found in a record that is released to you, but not a First Amendment right to access the record in the first place. Courts have recognized one significant exception to this principle, a First Amendment right to access to documents filed in criminal prosecutions or civil lawsuits. But that exception is limited and not applicable to ordinary government records. So, for Mr. Clark, for Dougie there, in short, our outright well, you know, it's not a right to go and demand. It's not a right for a reporter, for example, to go in and demand to see financial records of Monsanto, for example. Everybody's worried about Monsanto. But we can't go look at their books. So the right to acquire and carry perfectly legal private property protected by the Second Amendment, Mr. Clark, is none of your damn business. And you don't have a legitimate First Amendment right to claim it. But here's part of his little whine that I found to be sort of interesting. These permits are granted or denied by sheriffs, elected public officials. But the public can't hold them accountable for the decisions they make. And he goes on about the Democrats, the Republicans, the blacks, the whites, the women, the men. And he shows exactly how ignorant of fact he really is, because he missed that whole relic of the Jim Crow process instituted specifically so that sheriffs, overwhelmingly Democrats at the time of Civil War, could deny that permit to purchase a handgun based upon the color of the requester's skin or their known or suspected political belief. They were denied based on grounds of moral character, which in the 1890s, 1950s meant you might be a minority or a Republican or both. The permitting process, as it was designed in North Carolina and anywhere else where they do this, it was designed for the explicit purpose of facilitating discrimination, not to serve as a tool to uncover it. And the NC Sheriff's Association, by the way, the legislature in North Carolina has tried to strike this down, and the NC Sheriff's Association fought bitterly to derail the repeal. And they won. So, for Doug Clark, who's supposed to be a journalist, perhaps instead of whining about a law that respects the right of citizens, he could learn to do some legwork and research as a journalist and go out there and write about something that is truly discriminatory, which is the handgun permit process in North Carolina. And he could start with history. Go with historical fact. Have any of you guys ever out there, have you ever been sort of spooked by the female intuition? I have in the past. And it's always great, you know, but trying to figure out where this happened. But what happened was there was a bad guy on a train platform. And he walked up to one lady and said, "Lady, I've got a gun." When he told the lady that he was going to shoot her, a lady that had a concealed carry permit drew her weapon and told him to drop the gun. The bad guy ran away, but was captured later and has been charged with aggravated robbery. The interesting part about the permit carrier, she'd had a permit for 3 years and never carried her gun. And that day she felt like she had to carry her gun. The lady's name that was approached that this guy tried to rob, her name is Kim Lamphere. I wonder now if she's considering that she might want to consider carrying a concealed weapon or not now. Once again, the mere presence of the second gun shows up, and the criminal runs away. How? Women's intuition serves well. I don't find that spooky so much as I find it inspiring. And I found that plane overhead a little spooky that I was listening to just now. That's good radio, isn't it? When the host pauses and goes, "Well, there, I don't know what it is." We're going to talk a little bit more about Leland Yee when we come back from the next break. Nobody really understands. Maybe the gun-grabbing world probably does, but nobody really understands how much of a setback this is going to be in California. Leland Yee was big buddies with Kevin De Leon. He was going to run for Secretary of State because he can't be a state senator. And now he doesn't get to run for anything. He's pulled out of that. He's pulled his name out of that election. So when this term is over, and if he doesn't resign from the Senate today, the Democrats are going to kick him out. Bye-bye, Leland Yee. We'll be seeing you. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help. I'm afraid of Americans.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
WarSport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. WarSport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to knobcreekrange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit knobcreekrange.com today.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever. Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Going to the phones right now. We're joined now by Glenn in Philadelphia. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Bill. I called to contradict you, you self-hating sexist, you. That's attributing intuition merely to females.
I don't really have it, though. I mean, it may just be me.
Well, no, I'm kidding, of course. But yeah, you know, and I think, I mean, there are actual differences, you know, in the wiring, you know, physiological differences, structural differences in the wiring of the female brain that may make them, you know, more intuitive. We tend to credit women with being more intuitive, and I think it's as a truism, as a cliche or something. It's generally true, and I also suspect that has something to do with them being mothers and having the crucial job of caring for infants and needing to be intuitive, you know, when caring for infants. But that's just truly my subjective interpretation. But on the intuition thing, just to say that, you know, men, you know, are capable of intuitive perception too. And then I would also add, I'm going somewhere with this. I'll get there pretty quickly. But the, you know, I'll also add that I'm, you know, a Christian, a religious person. I, you know, believe in God. So I definitely believe that God's spirit can communicate directly to us through intuition. you know, and I'll often, if I'm speaking to someone about God, I'll often use the intuitive faculty as, you know, a point to make with someone. It's like, haven't you ever just suddenly known that you knew something and you had to go somewhere or do something or, you know, had to make a choice and you just knew, you know, you knew that you knew something? And, you know, and I think those things sometimes happen, you know, when God actually lets people know things. And if you're into, like, Pentecostalism or charismatic circles or mysticism, you know, any kind, not that they're all the same, but, I mean, certainly those disciplines, those concepts, you know, integrate a lot of intuition into them. And so, well, you know, what I'm saying is, you know, that woman, it's no coincidence that that woman just suddenly, you know, felt she had to carry her gun that day. Someone in a charismatic group or Pentecostal church would just be to say that that was like a very common phenomenon. That was just the Holy Spirit telling her to take her gun with her because God can see through time. God knew that was going to happen and wanted her to be ready for it.
I wish somebody talked to me that way because nobody ever does. So I carry a gun everywhere I go. I just found it interesting that after 3 years of not carrying a gun at all, she picked that day.
Right, right. Well, I mean, the question in my mind is, I'm wondering, is she, well, number one, you know, like she's a woman, as I say, you contribute more intuition to them. I'm wondering if she's a religious person at all, you know, is, you know, people who have, you know, have a practice of prayer or, you know, develop, you know, sense, you know, strive to develop the faculty, you know, or someone who is a prayerful person is looking for answers and is more likely to be receptive to hearing, you know, not going to have so much of peanut butter in their ears, you know. You know, it's like the CB terminology, you know. You get the, you know, so maybe she didn't, maybe she was more receptive and able to, willing and able to, you know, receive that intuitive communication. But that's, you know, that's definitely fascinating. Yeah, but it, and that varies a lot from person to person, too. But I just think it's interesting because I'm just sitting here going, yeah, I've also heard people say, yeah, I just knew I was supposed to take that extra cash with me today, or I knew I was supposed to call so-and-so today, or I knew I was supposed to go to the mall today, and I bumped into my, you know, someone, and something really important came out of it. You know, those are common perceptions, but I think it's interesting because Christians, especially like, you know, evangelicals or stuff, there are a lot of evangelicals in the gun rights movement, you know, God guns, you know, and gold and all that sort of thing. So it was kind of interesting because a religious person would say, see, God doesn't object to the use of firearms. He even, you know, inspired this person to have her firearm or her to foil a crime. So anyway, that's it.
Very good. Thanks for the call.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Senator Leland Yee, the most notorious gun grabber in the state of California, although being challenged now by Kevin DeLeon. And he should be happy right about now, because if he's found guilty of this 154-page indictment, he is going to be going to one of the biggest gun-free zones anywhere ever. I'm sorry that they beat us to the punch on this, but they did. Citizens coming from the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. Criminal charges announced in San Francisco federal court Wednesday afternoon against anti-gun California State Senator Leland Yee and several others shows the contemptible nature of the gun prohibition movement, because among the allegations is one that he was involved in a conspiracy to traffic firearms. The Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms said today, if these allegations are true, Senator Yee is easily the biggest hypocrite on gun control to walk the halls of the Capitol in Sacramento, if not the entire United States. Well, you know, Schumer and Feinstein, I mean, they carry guns too. They're CCK, RBBBA. Here's a prominent anti-gun Democrat state senator allegedly involved in a gun trafficking scheme. among other alleged crimes that include wire fraud and dealing firearms without a license. And this guy has spent a considerable amount of energy in the California legislature trying to deny law-abiding Californians of their gun rights. I was going to call Sam Paradis at Gun Owners of California and have him on the show. And I couldn't get him on the phone yesterday because he was on the floor of his office, gut laughing so hard he couldn't pick up the phone. That's why Gottlieb and company beat us to the draw. The gun trafficking scheme allegedly involved activities in the Philippines with the cash to be broken up into legitimate campaign donations, according to the court documents. It's hard to fathom this kind of activity on a scale as massive as these court documents allege. If Senator Yee and his fellow defendants are convicted, they're going to wind up in one of the biggest gun-free zones in the country, a federal prison. That's just the gift that just keeps on giving. I mean, that's just all kinds of stuff right there. I'm looking at a picture of Yee with his arm around Kevin De Leon. They're so pretty. Their Grecian formula works so good. We'll see how this plays. We're going to see how this plays. Now, has anybody ever heard of Marion Hammer? She is an NRA lobbyist. And there's this, they're calling it Katrina's Law in Florida. And it was sponsored, put together by a Republican named Jeff Brandis in the Senate. And he's holding it up now. Because this is something that has to do with the veterans. And he says, clearly we're going to have to continue to work with law enforcement and agencies involved to come up with a better product. And there's all kinds of other talk about the National Guard and all this other stuff. Marion Hammer got up. Now, I think she used to be a president of the NRA. And she makes some very good points on this. And we're going to talk about this when we get back. As we're, you know, as I'm looking at the clock, I don't want to start on something that might be pretty good and just have to cut it short. Lock and Load Battle Comp promo. Go make a tax deductible contribution, get a piece of kit for your AR, AK, or whatever 30 caliber weapon you've got. In the meantime, we're going to go to the next hour. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.